This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
The literal twin of myself that everybody liked better than me. Trust me, it's not a hard adjustment.
And now he's dead, so
I don't feel any better about that.
Sorry, too far. Sorry, sorry.
So, I told you they're gonna have like this whole existential crisis going on in here. It's best not to get started.
I'm not,
this is what I was talking
I'm not
about.
Having a crisis. It's just. When you tell people there's clones be running around, it's a hard sell, okay? And it kind of gets demoralizing every time you try to explain it. Nobody believes you.
Well, it's easier to believe since we're literally standing on a pile of corpse clones of Clark.
Yeah,
so I mean it's literally just... gestures to everything around her.
Yeah, this one was an easy one. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, but I don't know if it's helpful to be comparing ourselves to other versions of ourselves who might be genetically modified in some way, because everyone's coming out of that modified.
So you tell me that this guy right here, the guy that I just met in there, I'm assuming that, you know,
yep,
Mark, he's a clone, and the rest of you are not clones and not related to this in any way.
As far as they know,
I mean,
as far as we know, we're not clones, but he is our Clark, and he's one of a kind. So
you got absolutely no relation to Marty Bouffat whatsoever.
Okay, I'm gonna have to stop you right there. It is possible that I might be a natural born child of his. And I kind of want to throw up when I say that.
It's not your fault.
No, it's not my fault. But
or you're a clone of him.
I don't modified. Look like him.
A little modified. No. Oh, and Madame Malivance looks like him?
I don't...
You know what? Maybe you're not Marty's son. Maybe you're Madame Malivance's son.
Son. That's didn't... totally different.
Okay. Well... Servania, when you stepped through this vault, did it take a sample of your blood?
Yeah, it did. It did.
Okay.
It took a sample of
and
my
then
blood.
It likely identified you as a brand new citizen.
Yep, like, it did. It said, welcome new vault resident. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yep. Did all that.
Yeah. So when I came through here the first time, it congratulated me on being the son of resident number two. And an unknown person, and we determined that resident number two was a pre-war Marty Bouffant. So, a little background. I was raised in Old Nylands. I was an orphan. I do not know my parents. And the realization that Marty Bouffant is related to me is relatively new, and... we have tried to kill one another on multiple occasions at this point.
Actually, I
succeeded once.
We've killed twice. Him way more than he's killed us.
You just killed another one, so that's twice.
Well, I mean, like, Marty Prime.
Okay.
Ish, I don't know. It might be one, two, three.
And that's three if you're not counting the primes.
So, There is no love between us. He has tried to kill me. I have been a bit more successful in that endeavor, but he just won't stay dead. So when you ask if I have any involvement with Marty Buffon, that is full disclosure, my involvement with Marty Buffon.
But he's, I mean, just a clarification. I understand, you know, you want to kill him. Weird past history. You don't like
yes.
him. He's yeah. dead. He's a clone, right? He's a clone.
Maybe.
We don't know what he is.
We're pretty sure he's a clone.
I mean, he was. I mean, possibly he was there pre-war. He was Vault Resident number two. His spouse was the Overseer and number one. So we either have to entertain that Marty Buffon is the oldest living individual in the waste right now, which, I mean, he's faking being a ghoul.
He could have been the brain in the jar, the original brain.
Or that there is a clone.
I think that was probably the original. I think that was probably the original.
Do we need to worry about it? Let's just kill all of them.
No, I agree.
I'm just saying that I can, if with this, with the Gek that I have, we can kill both the monster and all the clones. So it'll be.
Oh, this is the Gek girl. Okay. Yeah, all right.
Oh, I did forget to mention that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you told me to lead with that, but then I got a little sidetracked.
I did. I told you.
We have that effect on people. That's on us.
I told you. They rope you right in.
Yeah. So, Dan, since we've been talking about it, every one of these tubes is currently a Clark, right? Because last time we left, there was a clone of Hazel's brother floating in one of the tubes that hadn't been completely cooked all the way through.
Yeah, currently this is a full arc. Like, this is like Clark can regenerate. So they are making more Clarks because right. Clark was successful. So there's no more. It's all Clarks. Oops, all Clarks.
Okay. Oops, all Oops. Clarks. Okay. Well, that means Oops. Either the clone of my brother is dead or the clone of my brother is up there somewhere and has no idea about anything. So, yeah, just putting that in the mental vault, locking it down super deep and tight. Yeah. Okay. Let's go kill some Buffons.
All right, sounds good. I've got a boat kind of stationed out there. Try to ride up and see what trouble we can get into. I think if I ride up all the way, we can get back to the brain. And really, I mean, we just got to attach it to the brain. And, I mean, it'll be done. I press go. That's it. So that sound good to everybody?
Okay.
What's the escape plan here? What's the... Is this one of those things where we leave here alive, or
I mean, to be fair, that's kind of our plan style too. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I'm really hoping that one of these days we'll run into someone that's got like a full ass plan and not just a half ass plan, like we tend to generate something with a beginning, a middle, and an end.
So, would it be okay with you? I'll be very careful. Can I look at the Gek you're holding? Does it have instructions? Like, maybe there's a way to set a timer on it so we have time to bail out?
Yeah. Pick up the owner's manual.
This side up.
Yeah, it's, you look at this Gek. It says on the front of it, it's like, Vault-X Gek, made for terraforming the planet after the nuclear apocalypse. You start to go through the manual. It has a 10-second timer. It's hard-coded into that for it to go off. Effectively, so what people were supposed to do is open the door of the vault, kick this thing out there, and close the door and let it do its work.
I've never known a vault to have that. You just got to crack it.
Okay, yeah, so guys.
The 10 seconds is.
So guys, this is a really stupid idea then, but we are actually in a vault with a door that's just slightly cracked.
Can we close it? And is this where you want to be trapped for eternity?
I think we'd have to do it the other way around.
The problem is if I set it off down here, it's not going to contain the whole thing. These like membranes of everything that are like almost steel. It's like there's like a signal blocking thing. So it's just going to absorb the blast of that. So I want to make sure it's not really probably just an effect, I guess. It's not really like a bomb or anything. It's just like an effect that will automatically terraform anything.
It's like an epidural
brain.
We got to get this to the spinal cord.
Okay, that makes sense.
And how is this going to affect the clones?
It's going to terraform everything. So,
So it'll only affect the clones that are already here. Which honestly, right now,
we all become a tree.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, with the sample I picked up and everything and injection, I mean, it'll take care of pretty much anything that's non-natural and convert it back into something natural.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait, Clark, are you natural?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't have an answer.
Are any of us... Well, we'll find out, it sounds like.
Yeah, I hate to break it to you, Clark. You seem like a nice guy, but this is a...
Oh, shit.
This is a one-and-done kind of deal. Once this goes off, I mean, I've never fully used it to this extent, but effectively, the sample that I have and with the GEC and everything, it's gonna combine and everything's going to be able, anything that's effectively mutated in a fashion is gonna cease to exist. It's gonna become natural. But
cease to exist or become a tree.
Your atoms will get rearranged at some point. It's however people saw it, like 1950s like terraforming, I guess, back in the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so have you ever heard of Project Plowshare? They tried mining with atomic bombs. They weren't necessarily all that great at thinking things all the way through.
I mean, this is kind of like the opposite of an atomic bomb, you know? This is like a
look.
Okay, what's the like radius?
Fission?
It sounds like to me it's either going to turn me into a tree or turn me back natural, whatever that means. So either way, we get to kill the crawfish.
So hear me out, Clark, and Hazel's gonna like kind of pull him aside and go, you realize you don't have to do this. If you get on a boat right now, if you go up there, you get off this thing, you go far enough away, you're outside of the radius of exposure, you can live through this.
For the next 2 weeks, and then I die.
Clark, I don't want to watch you die.
Well, then close your eyes. But this is happening.
Won't be dead. He'll be rearranged and he'll be a tree.
Yeah, carry me around like a little potted plant. Oh my
gosh.
Sorry, I don't want to carry a little potted Clark sprout.
Well, then we'll plant him. Oh my gosh. Clark.
Hazel, I appreciate the concern, but you have had 6 weeks to reconcile the fact that I am dying rapidly before your eyes.
Shit. You know what?
Let me hunt this big-ass demon. Devil. Whatever the fuck that guy was on about. Ooh, that guy is her brother! How cool is that? She said that he's kind of a fuckwit, though. So, good call. People told me not to take an oath with
him. Yeah.
Kind of all knew that.
Yeah. All right. Well, whatever.
All right. So, Clark, tell me what you want from us.
I want to kill the crawfish. I don't really care what the rest of you guys do, but carry me around as a potted plant if I turn into one.
Okay.
I promise you, we'll carry
and don't
you
replace
around
me
as a potted plant.
Don't replace me, or I'll fucking haunt you motherfuckers.
Considering we have one of us who can light his hands on fire and actually talk to ghosts, I'm going to take that as an actual threat. So I don't think you're replaceable, Clark.
Yeah. But that other Clark running around, if they don't die from this whole shit too,
and I,
kill them.
And I promise once a month I'll light my hands on fire and ask if you're getting enough nitrates.
Perfect.
I mean, fuck it. Let's go.
All right. So you all get into this little sail. That's not a sailboat. It's more like a fishing boat that Cervinia has kind of like stolen from Marty Buffon. It seems like that this pathway is used to move clones from the vault up to wherever they need to go, including the recloned folks that you all have run into. You kind of go upstream a bit and you run into effectively half of a submarine. The problem is, Savinia kind of slows down the boat a little bit. The water is actually electrified beneath it, and your boat is metal. You can see, like, in order to get through this channel, you're going to have to go through this the submarine kind of situation. But it seems like that it's been reactivated in some way or some fashion. And there's like hanging pieces above it, like little rooms. There's like a control room that you can see, like a little port room. What are you all going to do here?
There are any like audio animatronic figurines or anything? I mean, what are we looking at here?
Okay, do a perception plus... science for difficulty 2.
Okay.
What was that check again? Perception science?
Perception science.
Difficulty 2, yeah.
Okay. Oof. I got one success. No, zero successes. No, one success. No! Zero successes, okay. Great.
The only thing that you can tell is the side of this boat has a giant E. A giant E that has a circle around it.
Okay. Does it look seaworthy?
It is half of a submarine that's been broken open that has a bunch of stomach fluid running through the bottom of it. So
that's
a
no. That's very likely a no. Okay.
So it's a convertible submarine.
Yeah, your pathway is electronic, essentially like sizzling electric water that is being cooked by, it looks like, batteries below it that have been turned on.
So it's not passable unless we figure out a way to cut the current?
I mean, there's stuff above it. It seems like that you could kind of, like, there's, like, things that you could hang off of above it. There's kind of, like, a control room with various dangling pieces, like a what do you call them, like a little like microphones, walkie talkies that are kind of hanging up there. There's like a broken ladder, a lot of just like communications equipment that's kind of like dangling down into this floor that's clearly been rotted by the stomach acid.
Does it look like somebody could monkey bar their way across this, or is it more just like
You could monkey bar your way across this, but where do you go after you monkey bar?
Yeah.
That's the question.
That's a problem. Then you're just dangling there above a giant electrified pool of acid. Yeah. I remember how that ended. I'm not doing that.
I want to Gene Hackman your way through this.
But maybe it's the turn off for some batteries up there.
Yeah.
But why would the switch to turn off the batteries be up there?
Because it's the controller.
Well, who gets to check?
This didn't work out so great before, but working it like thinking that it's a like an engine or a motor function, can Pep kind of deduce that, you know, going up there would be you know, a control room or engine room where it could be powered down.
Yeah, do perception plus science for difficulty one to see if you can spot something. Yeah, great one success. Yeah, at the front of it, you see that like there's a master control switch that operates the power from it. It seems like that it has been re-turned on. Big red button that effectively says on that's glowing right now. So you could ideally press that and it would turn off and not summon a giant claw to attack and kill people.
Is it close enough to where we could throw something to push the button and not have to climb up there?
I mean, you could try. That would be
good at throwing.
Or
Hazel. Throwing, yes, but don't want to throw something sharp. I'll have to throw just something like something
handy. Heavy. Rocks are free.
I have a Nuka-Cola.
We're in a boat. How about, you know what? Drink it and I'll throw the bottle. What could go wrong?
Sure. Drink it.
We'll give this the shot.
No, you drink it, man. Come on.
I'm drinking it.
Does it give HP?
It does. Clark's already drank it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you just have the empty bottle.
Yeah, well, I mean, you just drink it. We get an AP for that. Just
nice. Right. Perception plus throwing for difficulty four.
You got this. Okay. Use whatever skills or points.
Use a bunch of AP. We got AP. We just got more AP.
We got 9 AP. I would use it. Yeah.
All right. There's so nothing first, else
difficult happening.
So it's a nice heavy object, but I'm going to wrap it in a piece of cloth so that way it doesn't just shatter. I want the momentum to stay in one core weight to try and hit the button directly instead of shattering everywhere.
Yeah, you don't want the energy to spread out.
Right. So I'm going to wrap it in like 2 or 3 layers of cloth and tie it up. And that's what I'm going to use to throw it. And let's see, what was it you said? You said it's strength plus throwing.
Difficulty 4. So just you roll
perception 2 plus extra die. Difficulty 4.
Yeah, I'll so I guess I'll use 4 die and see what happens. So I'm not great with strength. Throwing, I'm pretty good.
You said perception anyways.
You got 5 successes and it's
that still worked. That still worked even without perception. Okay. So
you get AP for that. Managed to throw this Nuka-Cola bottle and it kind of splashes against this giant on button and you can hear kind of a electrical current that's running through those battery stops and it's safe to drive through now.
Cool.
So you all effectively do that.
Yay!
And we got an AP back. That's
Hazel, you also get a luck point.
Oh, I do. Yay. I could use that. Okay.
You all continue up a ways on the stream, and then something feels weird to you all. All of a sudden, you see this, like, tentacle come out of the water and kind of, like, it's, like, feels the side of the boat a little bit. Hmm. And then kind of feel this, like, almost rumbling. And all of a sudden, behind you, half of a submarine seems to appear, but in front of it, there are the just giant tentacles coming off of it. Seems like a larger than life squid has attached itself to the other half of the submarine. This portion has the missiles, the motor, the spinning blade piece of that, and the rest of it is a squid, and it's going to try to attack you if you all do not do something.
Is it wearing the end of the submarine like a hat with like a little like a little spinner hat?
Effectively, yes. Exactly. Oh,
great. Wow, all right.
That's exactly what that looks like.
That's bad. That's bad. That's bad.
Well, We tried.
Oh. Like lasers. Use your lasers, Lonnie. Laser it.
And do we want to do that, or do we want to try to, like, what's the propulsion on our boat? Squid?
I mean, your boat seems like ramshackled together a little bit. It's got a motor in the back, but I mean, like, it seems like that it's modifiable.
Okay. I don't know if we can fight a submarine, but we might be able to outrun it.
All right, you start on that. I've got an idea. Okay, so guys, trying to figure out which of these would be the better idea. They're both terrible ideas. I have a mine cloud syringe or ammo, and I have a lock joint syringe or ammo. One will make it harder for it to sense where we are, and the other, if it works, will make it stun, maybe long enough to get away.
I love the lock joint, but this is a giant squid. I feel like it would require a lot of syringes
and joints.
Whereas, as a squid, it probably has a tiny brain in every tentacle. So mine cloud would be really fun because all we have to do is confuse one tentacle, and that tentacle will start attacking the other tentacle.
Do squids have joints to be locked?
Oh, you make a very good point. That yeah, I don't, okay, no. Mine cloud it is.
Also, I feel like a frenzied giant squid might be a bad idea.
I'm not doing the frenzy. That's a bad idea. But mine cloud. Hold on now. Yeah. But I have to hit the effect for it to work. If not, it'll just piss it off. So, yay!
While she's doing that, I could try to work the engine to get it to go a little bit faster.
Yes, please.
But I do not have a fusion core to plug into it to provide.
Well, the extra speed, so Hazel, if you use Lady Luck, I think that gives you 3 extra damage dice.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you get your hit and if you roll your damage, you can roll a Lady Luck, and that gives us an extra 3 opportunities to pop that effect.
All right. I think I'm going to try that.
We have 7 action points, so once we figure out difficulty, we can try to make that shot stick. We've got resources to try to make the effect stick. Okay. That squares away part one. Part two, trying to figure out how to make this boat go faster. And manual solution is if we had something similar to oars, you know, we could just like start paddling for all we're worth. But that might be a challenge.
I'm fresh out of oars, and this is still acid, even if it's not electrified. So maybe you can give some an assist to Pep to try and make the engine get a little bit overclocked.
Yep, I can try that. I can.
All right. Okay. So rules for all this: you're trying to overclock the engine. You're trying to shoot it with syringe. It's a medium range shot. Say that this would be a difficulty 2 with your syringer. Okay. Yep. Getting above that, you'll hit, and then getting the effect on it is the important part with your combat dice. Pep, are you the one primarily working on this ship, and then Lonnie's assisting, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be intelligence plus repair for difficulty 3. Pep, you can roll that, and then Lonnie, you can assist.
And I'm going to do whatever I need to do to make this syringer.
However you want.
You only rolled 1 dice.
That's what you do on an assist.
Oh, I got it. So that's 3.
Yeah. Lonnie did more with the assist.
Yeah, so you can make this go faster. Yeah, and then May, what was your, or Hazel, what was your
syringer? For the syringer?
Yeah, do you want to spend AP? We've got 7.
I really want to hit it with this thing.
Yeah, spend at least 1.
I have not had any luck hitting anything with a syringe or dart yet, so I'm hoping
we'll spend 3 so you can roll 4d20.
Okay. All right, let's. So 2 additional to hit. And 2 successes.
successes you hit. Roll damage for that, and let's see if you can get an effect.
So let's see. Damage, and then an additional 3. Come on.
Well, we don't need to do Lady Luck just yet. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's even before the Lady Luck, that was right. Good.
Yeah, you shoot the syringe into submarine squid, and its tentacles kind of like stop, and it's kind of like feeling around almost like the walls of the whatever intestinal tract that you're in. It's just kind of like feeling around, like trying to get like its bearings. It's like, is this right? Am I over here? Is this, I was looking for these guys. What was happening here? And they're just kind of like,
all right, go, know, guys, go, say, go, go,
your
go.
Feelers out.
Yeah, go, 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 go. I think we could get away from it now.
And you all arrive, you speed up, and you arrive at a dock. This dock already has a boat at it, but you get off, and it seems like that this is the pathway that leads to the brain. Is there anything that you want to do to prepare before you go in and start setting up?
Okay.
Tell us about this other boat that's there.
Yeah.
Oh, this is it is a Brotherhood of Steel official fishing boat for when they need to go fishing for supplies.
All right.
It looks like it is small in stature, but it could fit comfortably 8 people, I believe.
Is there any like weapons or armor in the boat or anything like that?
Perception plus survival for difficulty 2.
Survival. Yeah, 2 successes.
Nice. In this boat, gun and metal armor.
Yes, I will put on some armor.
Left leg for that. Good. Top of your power armor?
I'm not wearing power armor. Remember.
You like exit. You were able to get back.
It's like, just at the vault you left it there.
Like, yeah, I thought there was a. We couldn't go back for it.
Well. No, we had to leave the vault to get into the boat.
Oh, sorry.
Right.
Yeah, so it was
could have. There. Did you get your power armor? Yeah.
But Tap would have put back on his power. No, he would have put it back on. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were having a real growth moment where you're like, I don't need the power armor anymore.
You know what? It does not negate. Power armor,
but
it does not negate it. GMs
give the reverse door.
Power armor.
So I'm going to say it does not negate a growth moment, even though as soon as he walked out the door, he went dibs, jumped back into it.
Fine.
Mine.
Oh, shoot. Does anyone need any armor? Azel, do you have armor?
My coat's armored. I don't know if I can wear metal, like upper body metal armor. I don't think I can.
Clothing and armor suits are a little bit weird. We can look at it a little bit later, but... Yeah, like one thing doesn't stack with the other thing, or if you do try to wear the clothing over the armor, they don't stack, and you just take the best bonuses from each part.
Yeah, I'm going to keep the armored coat because it also protects me from like radiation.
All right, then I guess I will, because when I'm out of power armor, I don't have any armor, so I'll put on the metal armor and get back into the power armor. Just, you know.
You can rock the C-3PO look.
Metal left leg, okay.
Hey, Pep, when you repaint your power armor, you can paint your metal armor to match, and so that way it'll be kind of like having, you know, you've got your heavy vehicle, and then you've got, like, your sports car.
Okay.
And then as far as double-barreled shotgun, Clark, that might benefit you.
That feels like a Clark thing.
Oh, you already have one.
I already have one.
You know what? You know what? Would you be comfortable with that too, Pep? Because right now you have your base, but you don't have anything ranged.
I have a pipe pistol, but I'd rather trade up for a double-barrel shotgun.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Keep the shotgun. Leave the cannoli.
Yeah, my Lonnie went all in on energy weapons, so his small guns leaves a lot to be desired.
Yeah, keep the shotgun.
So you all and Cervinia are ready to enter the brain. You all are wearing your armor, right?
Yeah. I rolled it, but I didn't mention it, but I took a bottle of purified water.
Great.
And to heal up some.
All right. Okay, so you took the bottle of purified water. All right. You all enter this next chamber. In the middle of it is kind of like this giant brain that has a number of different like coils coming out of it that connect to the walls. It's almost like a scaffolding has been built around it to kind of like reconnect pieces of this brain to electronic equipment or to metal equipment that is working it. On the scaffolding, you see a man clothed in power armor. And a man wearing a very fancy suit with a top hat on. He does not spy you all because they're hard at work kind of like reconnecting some of this stuff. What do you all do?
Is the paladin have his bucket on?
Yeah.
He does?
Yeah.
Shoot him anyway.
Well, I'm
before
wondering.
Before anybody shoots anything, I don't know which Marty this is, but I want to put the earmuffs back on.
Oh, it was the.
Is that one for sure not
it?
You? I think that's the strength Marty and not the speaking charisma Marty.
Oh, I don't know which one. Well, no, the other, that is Charisma Marty. This is the one that's going to make us swallow our tongue.
Yeah,
so, back on. Yeah, that's a great idea.
That's a good idea. Okay. Oh, we didn't bring one for Cervania. Oh.
She seems resourceful. I'm just going to tell her, like,
swabs in there.
Yeah, like, plug your ears. So I'm going to try to intimate that the Cervania, she needs to plug her ears.
Like looks in this,
and well, she's going to see all four of us put hearing protection Cervinia on. Hopefully she gets the hint.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll turn off the audio.
So if the paladin's got his bucket on.
Puts her fingers in her ears.
Yeah, so paladin's going to be hardest to take out. But probably Marty is the brains of this operation. But I can pierce through shit pretty effectively right now.
Yeah, but take out the weaker one first, and then just one.
I'm trying to think what I would do. Do I want to kill my fake superior commander or my dad the most? And I think my dad has probably caused me the most. I think I'm going to have to take a shot at Marty. So whenever we kick this off, I think I'm going to commit to a headshot on Marty Buffon.
So
headshot him?
Yeah. I'll go in a vat and go ahead and get lined up for it.
Okay, is the paladin, are there any, he's completely covered in power armor. No exposed.
He's completely covered in power armor.
All right, then I'm going to take aim at Marty with a lock joint syringe, but I'm going to hold fire.
Yeah, effectively, I'm going to allow one of you to get a shot off before we begin combat, if that's what we're doing. One of you is going to get a shot off.
It's so going to be Jared. Wants
to take a shot.
Giving fine. It to Jared.
All right. You go ahead and make that roll.
Yeah. What range is this? Long.
This would be long range. They're kind of up on a scaffolding. Yeah.
Excellent.
Move everybody into the.
That is. the range I crave. So I'm going to spend an AP to give me a third die here.
Oh my god. Yeah.
So that generated four bonus AP.
Wow. You really don't like your dad. Wow.
And then we're going to roll damage and hope that we get some good result here. Five, but it's going to be piercing six and at the head.
Okay.
The head, all right.
Which hopefully is enough to trigger a crit.
Sexy, yeah. You've triggered a crit on him. You shoot him at his smug top hat, and it kind of disintegrates the top hat and like a good portion of his hair. He looks entirely caught off guard, and he turns to you all and sees you all and says, "Kill yourself."
What?
And then he waits. And
what?
He waits and he's like, "Well, just kill yourself."
And stick my tongue out of him.